Chapter 14 The Four Kings. In the days of Amraphel, king of Shinar, Arioch, king of Elasar, Chedorlaomer, king of Elam, and Tidal, king of Goyim, made war on Bera, king of Sodom, Birsha, king of Gomorrah, Shineb, king of Admah, Shemeber, king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, that is Zoar. All the latter kings joined forces in the valley of Siddim, that is the Salt Sea. For 12 years they had been subject to Chedorlaomer, but in the 13th year they rebelled. In the 14th year, Chedorlaomer and the kings allied with him came and defeated the Rephaim in Ashtoreth Karnaim, the Zuzim in Ham, the Emim in Shave Kiriathaim, and the Horites in the hill country of Seir, as far as El Paran, close by the wilderness. They then turned back and came to Emishpat, that is Kadesh, and they subdued the whole country, both of the Amalekites and of the Amorites who dwelt in Hazazontamar. Thereupon the king of Sodom, the king of Gomorrah, the king of Admah, the king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, that is Zoar, marched out, and in the valley of Siddim they went into battle against them. Against Chedorlaomer, king of Elam, Tidal, king of Goyim, Amraphel, king of Shinar, and Arioch, king of Elasar, 4 kings against 5. Now the valley of Siddim was full of bitumen pits, and as the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fled, they fell into these, while the rest fled to the mountains. The victors seized all the possessions and food supplies of Sodom and Gomorrah, and then went their way, taking with them Abram's nephew Lot, who had been living in Sodom as well as his possessions. A fugitive came and brought the news to Abram the Hebrew, who was camping at the terebinth of Mamre the Amorite, a kinsman of Eshcol and Anah. These were in league with Abram. When Abram heard that his nephew had been captured, he mustered 318 of his retainers, born in his house, and went in pursuit as far as Dan. He and his party deployed against them at night, defeated them, and pursued them as far as Hobah, which is north of Damascus. He recovered all the possessions, besides bringing back his kinsman Lot and his possessions, along with the women and the other captives. When Abram returned from his victory over Chedorlaomer and the kings who were allied with him, the king of Sodom went out to greet him in the valley of Shaveh, that is, the king's valley. Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine, and being a priest of God Most High, he blessed Abram with these words: Blessed be Abram by God Most High, the Creator of heaven and earth, and blessed be God Most High, who delivered your foes into your hand. Then Abram gave him a tenth of everything. The king of Sodom said to Abram, Give me the people, the goods you may keep. But Abram replied to the king of Sodom, I have sworn to the Lord, God Most High, the Creator of heaven and earth, that I would not take so much as a thread or a sandal strap from anything that is yours, lest you should say, I made Abram rich. Nothing for me, except what my servants have used up, and the share that is due to the men who joined me, Anah, Eshcol, and Mamre. Let them take their share.